45 wants to be 47. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump announcing he's running for president again.
Trump's case for a second term, he says he should have had two terms in a row and would have addressed inflation, energy, and border security.
But one of the important factors of the pause is that we see how bad they've done. Everybody will agree with us because everybody sees what a bad job has been done during this 2-year period, and it will be a 4-year period.
Now, the pause being the Biden administration. Many Republicans had pushed the former president to wait to declare at least until after the December 6th Georgia Senate runoff, especially given the results of last week's midterms.
Fox's Rich Edson at Mar-a-Lago reports Democrats are predicting it's the kickoff of a messy Republican primary. After calling an emergency meeting of the G20 leaders at their summit meeting in Bali, Indonesia, President Biden says he now doubts that a Russian-made missile that landed in Poland on Tuesday, killing two people, was fired from Russia.
It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia, but we'll see.
Reuters is now reporting that U.S. intelligence officials say their initial findings suggest that missile was fired at an incoming Russian missile by Ukrainian forces. Moscow has denied any of its missiles landed in Poland. NASA is scheduled to launch its Artemis 1 rocket soon from Cape Canaveral, Florida.
NASA remains optimistic that this launch could still happen this morning, but over the past few hours, they had to work on a couple of issues. There was a liquid hydrogen leak that was resolved, and then there was an Ethernet cable out of the range that was faulty, so that's been replaced.
Fox's Phil Keating standing by at Cape Canaveral. The Artemis mission is scheduled to send a space capsule carrying mannequins into an orbit around the moon, a test flight for a future mission that will send live astronauts to lunar orbit. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Not in the majority yet. Congressional Republicans holding their leadership elections on Tuesday.
On the House side, the GOP nominated Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, even though his party has yet to officially win control. McCarthy's vote, 188 to 31. McCarthy is 30 votes short of the 218 he needs to win on the floor in January. Steve Scalise was unopposed as majority leader. Tom Emmer defeated Drew Ferguson and Jim Banks for whip. But the GOP is still one vote short of the House majority. They're sitting at 217.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. A federal appeals court will likely have to sort out conflicting rulings on Title 42. That's the Trump-era policy that allowed migrants potentially COVID-infected to be removed from the country. A federal judge in California says that policy must end. Earlier, a federal judge in Louisiana ruled it must continue. The Biden administration asking Congress to approve another $38 billion in emergency aid for Ukraine.
The White House Office of Management and Budget wrote to Speaker Pelosi saying the U.S. has provided assistance that has been critical to Ukraine's success on the battlefield, and we cannot let that support run dry. The new cash infusion would go to military, intel, and other defense support, as well as humanitarian aid. The U.S. has already given Ukraine tens of thousands of missiles and rockets, more than 84 million rounds of ammunition, as well as drones and other gear. The White House said most of the $40 billion already approved by Congress for Ukraine has been dispersed or committed. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Arizona preparing for an execution Wednesday. Murray Hooper was one of three men convicted of killing two people in a murder-for-hire scheme in 1980. The other two died of natural causes in prison before their death sentences could be carried out. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.